You mean the world to someone. This is Instant Inspiration from Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. You mean the world to someone. Now, you may not know who that is. You may think it's your parents, your family, your friends, but it's not. You mean the world to someone. And the sooner that you wake up to that fact, the more you're going to enjoy life. Until you realize who you mean the world to, you're going to live a very restrictive life, very limited, and you're going to be very unfulfilled most of the time. Now, who is this that you mean the world to? Who is this someone? Now, we always think it's our family. We always think it's someone close to us, someone in our special area. And it is, but it's not who we think it is. And of course, you know I'm going to have to say it's ourself. You mean the world to someone. You mean the world to yourself. Now, I was walking along the path this morning and thinking to myself, I'm spiritually illumined. I'm spiritually healed. I'm spiritually whole. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And I think these are great, great statements. But do I believe them? And I say for myself, yes, I do. And I say, does it matter if I believe them? And again, I say, it's better if you do. You know, it makes them more beneficial and powerful for you. However, you don't have to believe them. You don't have to say that I believe these things, and these things are what constitutes my life awareness and style. You don't have to say that, but you can. Now, what does it mean when you say that you are important to yourself? You mean the world to someone, and it's yourself. Think about it. When you hear that the stove is hot, and you put your hand on it to check, do you really mean the world to yourself? When you think that there is a wet paint on the bench, do you touch the bench to see if it's wet paint? I mean, these are things that are irrational, and these are things that are not beneficial to you. They're things that I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to have my way. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And when we do that, we don't really think the world for ourselves. Because we're not in this world, in this life, to live up to someone else's expectations. We're not in this world to check to see if someone else painted it or not, or if the stove were hot or not. We're here to do just one thing, to be ourselves and have fun, to enjoy life, to enjoy every single moment, because you mean the world to yourself. Now, you say, okay, if I'm going to mean the world to myself, what about doing some things I don't like to do? Now, just a minute there. You say you're doing some things you don't like to do. Why are you doing things you don't like to do? Did you acquiesce? Did you agree to do them? If you agreed to do them, they shouldn't be things that are onerous to you. They shouldn't be things that are not pleasant to you. They should be things that are quite lovely. Why would anyone in their right mind, and perhaps that's a good point, why would anyone in their right mind agree to do something they didn't really want to do? Well, you go to work on a job to earn money, and you don't really want to get up and go to work every day. You don't really want to get all set up and get dressed up and drive into town and go through all the traffic and go through all the office palaver and what have you. You'd rather just stay in your backyard and work in the garden. Well, that's a lie. Because if you really wanted to stay in your backyard and work in the garden, you know what you'd do? You'd do it. You'd plan that. Oh, but that's not a noble enough calling for me. I must be some executive in some company, because just a gardener, that's not a noble calling. We are not in this life to be having noble callings. We're in this life to be ourselves and have fun. Now, if being a gardener delights your heart and makes you feel great, be a gardener. Well, you don't make much money being a gardener. So, what do you need the money for? Well, I have to pay the rent and keep up my family here, and I got to keep these houses and cars. Why? Why do you have to do that? Did you promise that to someone? When your wife married you or your husband married you, you made one idiotic remark after another in the wedding ceremony. And one is that, for better or for worse, you're taking your partner. And if your partner doesn't make a lot of money, you might say that's for worse, but if your partner doesn't make a lot of money, that's just the way it is. If your partner makes a lot of money, that's just the way it is. Now, if you don't have a lot of great expectations, like having beautiful cars and a beautiful house and a beautiful clothing for yourself and for your children and things like that, if you want to just live a simple, lovely life, and many people do, do you know that if you were to go into the slums, if you were to go into the area where people don't have a lot of money, apparently, and you were to begin to do an in-depth research of these people, you'd find that the majority of them have a high school education. Some of them even have a college education. And some of them were even very remarkable people, according to society's lookout. But they decided to step off the fast train and live in a very modest, wonderful way, enjoying life, enjoying being a gardener, enjoying, I don't know what else there is like that, but simple jobs, perhaps being a janitor. But you see, you can't say that. Because if a person is a quality person, they'll always be highly paid. You don't have to be a full-time gardener at somebody else's garden to make a lot of money. You can be an advisor. I don't want to get into a bunch of these ideals here. What I'm saying is that when you choose to follow your heart, you choose to do what you want to do, then you arrive at a happy time in life. However, you will notice that your friends will change, because most of your friends are on the upward climb. They're on the ladder, moving upward in their social strata, in their business strata, and all the other areas. But you will find yourself associating with some real down-to-earth people, the homespun philosophers. You'll find yourself dealing with people who are not out trying to change the world and make a buck. They're just enjoying themselves and finding a great deal of love in life. You know, we saw the movie Robin Williams when he was a doctor, Patch Adams, and the movie Patch Adams was quite charming. And Patch Adams was a very brilliant man. He did his work in college with great simplicity, and he always did very well, top of the line. And they thought he cheated because he was so brilliant. And they didn't stop to think, hey, he's brilliant. And he really wasn't interested in making a lot of money. And he started a clinic for people who couldn't afford it. And he did a lot of beautiful things. And he was considered to be a cuckoo because he had the capacity to be a brilliant doctor, a brilliant surgeon, or a brilliant whatever he chose to be. And he chose to be a doctor for the people who didn't have a lot of money and who, you know, had other needs. Now, his compatriots were not too excited about what he was doing, because they were all of the intention that doctors are moving up the ladder. Once you get your PhD and your DD, you're moving right on up the ladder into society and into high-paying medical practice. But Patch Adams didn't have that as his goal. And as Robin Williams plays the part, it was so charmingly beautiful, you just had to fall in love with the guy. And of course, later, when you saw Patch Adams himself, he was equally quite a kooky guy, but very lovely. I've met a lot of people like this. I've met people like Elmer Green at the Menninger Foundation. And Elmer Green is a very homespun, wonderful fellow. Every place he went, he became right to the top. He didn't want it. He didn't aspire to it. He just was the best. And they gave him salaries that matched his thing, and he didn't really care. And he and his wife would take vacations just for the heck of it, you know. They would just go away to do what they want to do. And one time, he was working for some big company, big corporate company, making moolah bucks. And he said, I'm going to take a year. A year? My wife and I are going to sail around the world. And they took the kids out of school, and the four of them sailed around the world on this boat. Now, they were not great sailors, but they became good sailors because everything he did exceedingly well. And then when he came back, he didn't want to go back to that same job because he had done that, been there, and he wanted to try something new. So he did. And he went into a new field. He went back to college and took more courses, and his wife took courses. And they began to study internal states of consciousness. They began to study with Swami Rama and other great thinkers around the world and work with them. And he went to India and he did research on meditation there. And because he was so exquisite, everything he did was just exquisite, that he didn't have to prove himself because he'd already proved himself. He was a reliable writer, a reliable researcher, and he did what he wanted to. And when he felt like taking a break, he said, oh, my assistant can go in and take care of it. I'm taking off for a week, a month, a year, you know. And this is how to live, to do what you want to do, but to do it so completely that you're top of the dog, you're the best person in that field, but also you are not in competition with anybody else, and not even in competition with yourself. You're just enjoying yourself. You mean the world to someone. And as you go through life now, make sure that someone is you, that you're not living up to someone else's expectations or somebody else's desires or needs, but you have set your goal. And Elmer Green, he became the best in everything he did because that's who he was. And if you become the best in everything you do, and you could become the best as a beach walker, you know, where you are picking up things along the beaches, just having fun. You could become the best as a meditator, spending all your time in meditation. And I guarantee you, if you spend all your time in meditation and you're sincere about it, you'll be wealthy. You'll have everything you could ever want. No matter what your choice is for having happiness in life, go for it. And you'll be surprised how wonderful it is. Well, have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful life. Have a wonderful wherever. You mean the world to someone. I love you.